So having provided some intervention to the staff and to the, I guess, all the multidisciplinary staff, you've talked about audit feedback, diagnosing what the problems were. What actually were the barriers or the challenges to getting pressure care changed?
Well, there were quite a number of them, actually. I think the scale of the project was a bit of a barrier in that we were doing a fairly ambitious project, trying to change behaviour in a whole facility with a whole range of staff. And also there were a lot of complexities to be worked out around process changes, what would work, what wouldn't work, and, you know, cleaning of cushions and distribution and all of that kind of stuff. So I think the scale of it and the complexity was a little bit of a barrier. There's a lot of, I think, in the nursing staff, implementation fatigue. I think this was one of just a number of areas that they were being hammered on in terms of adverse events, that they were, it's just another thing for them to have to deal with, another piece of paper and another sort of task. So there was a bit of apathy, a bit of implementation fatigue on the nursing side. Also, I think, you know, staff turnover, particularly with nursing staff where they've got shift work and casual pools and things like that, there's a large body of staff to target and educate. So I think that was quite difficult to actually get everybody. And then if you did get them, you had to try and keep them motivated and keep them on board. So we saw a very much a pattern with the audits of sort of improvement and then drop off and improvement and drop off. So sustainability was obviously a barrier as well. I think lack of time definitely is part of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Another job to
common.
Do.
Yeah. That's right. Also, being such a long project, it's difficult to maintain momentum over a 2 or 3 year period. It's quite, you know, the staff get fatigued, everyone sort of, so it was challenging, and other things get in the way. We had some major health reforms happening as well, which kind of was a major distraction. So really that, and then when we actually got there, the sort of the leaky pipeline of evidence implementation was leaking at all the usual points. I think we got pretty good. We got about halfway along the pipeline, and once you get to adherence, that's the big challenge. I think we got through the first part of it quite easily, but the adherence part of it was quite difficult. So yeah.
And what about measuring practice change?
Yes, so we actually use pretty much audits to do that. So we audited particularly, and that involved staff going around and checking every patient in the hospital, basically, at a given time on a given day.
So once a year, once a quarter?
We did it quarterly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same person every time, or did you...?
No, unfortunately we couldn't do that, but we did use the same audit form, so we had some consistency. And we did have some meetings around, you know, inter-rater reliability stuff, so it was pretty standard, like, is there a cushion there or not sort of thing, is there a mattress there or not.
Good.
So it's pretty easy to identify. So...
And what did you find?
Yes. So we found overall we reduced, in the first year, we reduced our incidence rate by about 6.5%, which was a huge. So we went from 13% down to 6.5% of occupied bed days, which was the best in the district and quite significant. Then in the second year, we had a further, another 2.5% drop down to 3.8%, which is one of the lowest in the state.
So that percentage is measuring...
So that's measuring percentage of occupied beds. So on a given day, it basically meant that only 3.8% of our patients had a grade 1 or greater pressure injury.
All right, so this is the pressure, incidence of
pressure injury. Yeah, incidence of pressure injury. Then we also measured the an improvement in cushion utilisation rate. So that was basically defined as the patient being sitting on the cushion or the cushion being present on their wheelchair or bedside chair. So that improved by 20%. In the first year, and we maintained that at 2 years as well. So that was quite... It did go up and down in that time, but we did maintain it overall, I suppose.
And it started at...?
Started at 4%.
Okay.
Yeah, and went up to 24%. Okay. So that was quite impressive. And we had a 12% improvement in mattress overlay utilisation as well. I think we started about 12% and went up to about 24%. So that was... good, and there was a 25% improvement in early intervention screening as well, so which you would expect. That's the easy bit to do. We also measured some qualitative outcomes on the ORCA and with the focus groups in terms of staff perceptions of, you know, change and staff perceptions of barriers and things like that, which also showed some improvement as well.
Okay, any final comments about the project?
Well, I guess in terms of, the things that really enabled or helped us to change, having whole of organisational support, I think, was quite important. It was something that was seen as a priority for the facility, so we got financial resources, time resources, and we had executive support to help drive that change. So when we found that we were having issues, we could get a top-down push as well as a bottom-up push. So I think that was helpful.
Yeah, that's certainly what the literature says, is that if you can get, you know, whether it's the porters or the cleaners, but also the people at the top involved, when you've got these barriers that are hard to shift.
And that was part of our project selection tool. Like, we went through a whole range of projects that we thought would be worthwhile, and this one was seen as the highest impact for the facility and the highest supporters. So I think that people need to think about that when they're choosing their projects as well. I think having it as a multi-dis project where we gave ownership of it to the nurses and the rest of the team was quite important. It wasn't, if you have it as, oh, this is the OT department telling us what to do sort of thing, it's not going to be successful, whereas even though we did all the work, we basically gave it to them as their project and you know, marketed it as their project. So I think that was kind of important part of the picture. So and I guess you've just got to be patient with these things. It takes a long time for the message to sink in, and takes a long time to achieve change, and then to try and sustain it as well. So people have got to be patient and just keep plugging away, which is difficult.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Annie.